Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Hey there, and welcome back, Driven Woman. If you have been following along over these last few weeks, we have been doing some really deep mindset work, haven't we? I mean, just learning how to question your fears, confront some of your money mindset blocks, realize that just because you're thinking something doesn't make it true. Let's just say I'm sure that this might be rocking your world just a bit, but it's all really good news. Because if you're anything like me, and you probably are just a little, you are not entirely satisfied with the results that you're getting from the thoughts that you're thinking. Am I right? I know I wasn't for a really long time. As a matter of fact, it used to really, really grind my gears that in spite of how smart I was, how intelligent I was, how educated I was, and how hard I was busting my butt to make things happen, to reach my goals, to get it right, and to have a good, healthy, happy life, it really seemed like something was always getting in the way. Until I realized that success and happiness are not about getting it right necessarily, as it is about what you make things mean when they happen. Now, most women I know have had some experience with trauma. Sad, but true. Most men too, but this show is predominantly for women and gender expansive entrepreneurs. I know I have a few men listening and they are welcome, but the content is primarily geared towards women. Why? Well, hey, let's just face it. I have a lot of experience being a woman. Most people who are investing in personal growth work are women. And most clients of therapists are women as well. And I was one for a long time, a therapist, that is. These days, as a mindset coach for female business owners, I continue to see the very same thought habits interfering with success that I saw interfering with happiness and health and wholeness and well-being for many of my past psychotherapy clients. And this has really put me on a one-woman mission to teach as many people as I possibly can that you really are able to change your mind one thought at a time. And hopefully, much faster than that. Now, before we get into any new content, I want to do a little bit of a review for some of the concepts that I've been sharing with you over the last few solo episodes. For example, how the brain works. I swear to you, if I could do one thing to change public education, it would be this. Young children, as early as kindergarten, should start learning how the brain works. The brain is kind of important. It is a critical organ, and it has a lot more to do with how your life is going to turn out than just about anything else. But most people have no idea how the brain actually works. For example, you've no doubt heard me say that the brain is not your friend. The brain, in fact, is a lazy mofo who has very low standards for performance, unlike you, I suspect. You see, the brain is content if you're alive. That's it. If you're alive, it's done its job. But that's not the same thing as being successful, satisfied, fulfilled, happy, or content. That takes something more. Also, we don't know what the effect of conformity is on the thoughts that we think. I mean, the truth is that most people want to be liked, want to be accepted, want to belong, and want to fit in. And that is entirely natural, normal, and healthy. We have mirror neurons in our brain for that purpose. we are wired for connection. Now, there's always exceptions, and there are introverts and people who are asocial and people who really prefer to be alone, but the majority of us want some sort of human connection. Because of that, we can be indoctrinated, brainwashed, if you will, into conforming to social norms. So you add the cultural conditioning of what society expects of us, what our parents expect of us, what our teachers expect of us, what our peers and our siblings and other adults expect of us. And all of that early life experience gets programmed into our minds and filters down to our thoughts. So if you find yourself thinking on a regular basis, oh, God, there I go again. What an idiot. Or why do I always make the same mistake? Or why can't I learn from experience? Or there I go again, being a lame-o. If you find yourself thinking on a regular basis that you're stupid, you're broken, you're less than, or too much, or both, that you're inadequate, that you're an imposter, that you don't know what you're doing, that you're all over the place, that you're a hot mess. I mean, these are the things that I hear from other women all the time. Everybody's a hot mess once in a while, darling, including me. But the fact that our expectations are set based on our cultural conditioning and media and now social media, most of us really need to give ourselves a break and lower our expectations. But the fact is, perfectionism is at an all-time high, and it creates a fuck ton of anxiety. I mean, there's a reason why so many women, now almost 50%, are on antidepressant or anti-anxiety medications. It's not us, ladies. It's our culture. It is a culture that expects things of us that are not achievable, and even if they are, they're not sustainable. And all of this shows up in our minds on the regular. Here's another thing that we don't necessarily know or think about on a regular basis. The nature of reality. Now, it just so happens that I am a practicing Buddhist. I have been for about 15 years. And I find that Buddhism is very consistent with cognitive behavioral therapy and mindset coaching. I spend a lot of time in my mind. I suspect you do too. And that is really where the action is. It is also where we can change our lives most profoundly. Have you ever noticed how so many people, women, will change their hair color, change the way they dress, change where they live, change their job, change who they're dating, change their hobbies, change the type of music they listen to, or move to a whole new place looking for a redo? And yet, they end up feeling exactly the same as they did before. Want to know why? Because they take their brains with them. And our brains continue to crank out the same stinking thinking that we had, whether we are in Boise or Burbank or, you know, anywhere else. So it's an inside job. And most of us don't question what's going on in our heads. Most of us think that the thoughts that we are used to thinking on the regular are just an observation of reality. It's almost like the narrator in a TV show or a radio show. The narrator's just telling you what's going on. It's totally objective, like a news channel, only it's not. You see, the narrator in your head may sound like your voice, but it is actually an amalgamation of everything that was ever said to you or about you when you were a child. Negative feedback, shaming, scolding, blaming, teasing, bullying, all of that shit went right down deep and into speed dial. As we go forward in life, our brain just keeps sending the same messages. And because we're used to thinking them, we believe them. We don't like that we believe them, but we totally do. In fact, I believe, and you've probably heard me say this before, that we would successfully pass a lie detector test when we give statements about ourselves that I am incurably stupid, I am a hopeless fuck up, I can't sustain any level of high performance, I'm doomed to fail, I may get my shit together, but then I'll forget where I put it. We believe these things so unquestioningly that we act as though they're true when they're not, and they never were. If we don't question our thoughts on a regular basis, we will continue to think them. Now, if you are that rare person who is really delighted with her life as it is, you have the level of happiness, the level of health, the level of relationships, the level of success that you are just thrilled and delighted with, then I got nothing for you. In fact, you can stop listening to me right now and go do something more productive. But for the 99% that does not apply to, I want to offer you an alternative. Hey there, it's Diane. Whether you are a brand new listener or have been with me from the beginning, I want to let you know how much I appreciate that you take the time out of your week to listen to the Driven Woman podcast. I love knowing that there are women all over the world whose lives are being changed for the better simply by listening to our solo episodes, guest expert interviews, and client success stories. Some of them tell me so in podcast reviews, in DMs on Instagram, and by email. And I love, love, love hearing from them. But you know, for many of us, we are not going to be able to reach our most important goals without guidance, support, and accountability. The kind you get from an expert coach who truly understands what it's like to build a business, even though you're afraid, even though you're uncertain, even though you don't have it all figured out, because that coach has done it themselves and helped other people as well. So whether one-to-one coaching is what's right for you because you want a highly customized approach, or you really prefer to learn and grow and be challenged as part of a group, I've got you. There are links in the show notes. You can let me know that you're interested and we will take the next step together. I promise I will not invite you to work with me unless I think you're ready, unless I think I'm the right coach for you, and unless I am 100% confident that we can blow your mind and rock your world together, because that is the only kind of outcomes that I am interested in creating. So let me know if that sounds right for you. I just wanted to make sure that you knew there is more available to you than just listening to this podcast. But that being said, I'm so glad you're here. Want to know what one of my clients has to say about the experience of working with me? Have a listen to this.
Well, one thing that you helped give me insight on is how sensitive I am. And because I'm an empath, being in traffic and loud noises throughout the day, just getting to homes, that alone was really draining. And now working from home, it's like I'm able to conserve that energy. And working with the parents to really teach them kind of concepts and bigger things that have a bigger impact. Because one thing that you also mentioned was because I was working so much, I didn't have time to do the things that were meaningful to me. And that included learning, getting into the grind. You kind of just like, okay, well, I'm just going to do, instead of really stepping back and looking at more strategic ways to have, a longer term plan.
Now, changing your mind one thought at a time, I got to admit that sounds pretty freaking excruciating. It sounds boring. It sounds tedious. It sounds really time consuming and not at all sexy. But that's not entirely true, because if you make a commitment to changing your mind for the better, one thought at a time, you can even make it a little bit fun. You can play a game with yourself, like catch yourself being mean. Catch yourself slipping into your old mindset. Be on the lookout for it. Like if you have kids or even a dog that you really love and somebody in the neighborhood is out to get them, you will be vigilant in protecting that other being? Why don't we do that with ourselves? Why are we not equally vigilant with our own minds? We let all kinds of nonsense get in there and continue to circulate, continue to torture us, continue to inflict us with fear and doubt and all kinds of fraudy feelings, make us settle for less than we actually want, need, and deserve, and even talk ourselves out of going after our dreams. I literally see this every week with at least one of my coaching clients. These women are amazing. They have amazing goals, amazing plans, amazing dreams, amazing ideas, amazing businesses. But they are not free from fear and doubt, and neither am I. Here's the thing. As long as you're alive, you're going to be thinking. I don't know what if the alternative sounds more appealing at this point, but I jokingly say that human beings only have two problems, just two. One, they're always thinking. Two, they always believe themselves. I want you to be more critical of your own thoughts. Not critical as in, oh, you're thinking such stupid thoughts of yourself. Stop that already. That's not what I'm talking about. That's just more of the same. I mean, elevating your mindset and getting your brain enrolled in the process by these three levels. You ready? Okay. Level one, it starts with awareness. If you are a listener to the Driven Woman podcast, then you have been receiving some of this wisdom directly downloaded through your ear holes into your brain. You're welcome. That means you are aware. Gone are the days when you were sleepwalking through life, completely unconscious to the fact that whatever you're thinking is not narrating the truth or fact or reality. It is an internalized representation based on things that were said to you and about you long ago. Unless you have done a shit ton of therapeutic and or personal growth work with no intent to offend, you literally don't know what you're thinking. You're just recycling the same old shitty thoughts that you've been thinking for fuck ever. And I don't even know where they came from. Sometimes we do know where they came from, but we're still thinking them because we're unconscious. We are sleepwalking through life. At some point, you began to question that, or you wouldn't be listening to a show like this, because I'm not exactly easy on the ears, and I know it. See, I gave up. I gave up telling people what they want to hear. I realized I could be a heck more ton more popular if I did, but I'm on a mission to tell people what they need to know, not what they want to hear. They can get that from any number of other people. I want to tell other women what they need to know so they can actually improve their lives, not just slap a coat of paint or lip gloss over it, but becoming aware of the fact that we are unconscious most of the time. We are just recirculating old thoughts without questioning them, without forcing them to show evidence that they are true and factual and that we have any good reason whatsoever to continue thinking them. Once you are conscious, you can begin to make changes. So the first level is awareness. Like eyes wide open, I'm awake. I understand that my brain is churning out old thoughts and they are not necessarily trustworthy or reliable. I get it. What's the next step? Okay. The next level is what I call stop, drop, and roll. Now that you're aware, you will find yourself indulging in stinking thinking on a pretty frequent basis, simply because you're in the habit of doing it, and that's how the brain works. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean you're fucked up in the head. It doesn't mean that you like to be miserable. It doesn't mean you're a saboteur. It doesn't mean any of that nonsense. It's just how the brain works, and it's your habit. That's all. Don't glamorize it. Don't terrorize it. Don't catastrophize it. It's just an unconscious habit that you want to change. So stop, drop, and roll means when you notice yourself thinking things like, oh, I'm such a fucking idiot. or, oh man, I should have, would have, could have, I missed that opportunity. Now it's too late. Or I'd really like to, but I'm not ready. Any thoughts like that, just anything that is not serving you, big or small, you can stop that thought, drop it like a bad habit, and roll into something else. I've known people who literally have to shout the word stop out loud. Don't do that on a crowded bus, or they're going to be at least giving you the side eye. But sometimes we have to like pinch ourselves or snap our wrist or just blink or something, like literally do a pattern interrupt, something that you are acknowledging this thought is stopping right here. I'm not going to keep thinking it. I'm not going to keep recycling this thought. I'm stopping this thought right here. I am dropping this thought, at least for now, and I'm going to roll into another one, or at least distract myself from this one. And then the third level is when you are catching yourself on a regular basis, you will be thinking fewer shitty thoughts about yourself. I am living proof of this. But there's a whole other level that you can aspire to once you are awake and aware, once you can catch yourself in the act of thinking shitty thoughts and stop them in their tracks, you are now ready for the highest level, which is to choose the thoughts you want to think. Yeah, you heard me. Choosing the thoughts you want to think because of what they'll do for you. Most people would consider this completely absurd, like impossible. I can't choose what thoughts I'm thinking. You know, people who are high performers, they know that this is a skill that they can learn and master. How do you think top athletes, top performers, the most successful people in any field, what makes them winners? What separates them from everyone else? Sometimes it's they're born with a certain talent. They're born with a 5-octave range of a singing voice, or they're born super speedy, or, you know, they have some athletic prowess that mere mortals don't have. But for most successful people, the main thing that's different about them is the way they think. They would never bet their life, their happiness, their fulfillment, or their success on old recycled thoughts from childhood. Some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs are people who grew up in some very dire circumstances early in life. One example I'm familiar with is Barbara Corcoran. I've mentioned her on the podcast before. She was born into a family that was dirt poor, had a bad marriage, had so many people tell her, you're never going to amount to anything. And that scrappy little woman decided to elevate her thinking, elevate her expectations, and elevate her life all the way up to billionaire status. So if she can do it, so can I, and so can you. But we cannot be unconscious. We cannot sleepwalk through life. We cannot remain in the comfortably uncomfortable zone of old recycled thoughts that don't serve us and definitely don't lead us to a better level of existence. We can be aware, we can stop, drop, and roll, and we can think better thoughts on purpose. So school's out, lesson's over, the lecture has come to an end, and maybe this has been a little bit too much tough love and not enough enticement, but I do want to help you move forward with this on your own. You do not need to hire me or any coach for that matter. You certainly can. And if you want to schedule a consultation, there's a link to that in the show notes. But for now, you can grab a worksheet. There's also a link to that. And just enter your email. You can get this worksheet for free. And it's literally a thought ladder for how you can improve your thoughts one thought at a time. It's easy. It's free. If you want one, get one. I made it for you. Okay, Driven Woman, that's all for now. Next week, we are back to an amazing guest interview, and I can't wait to share this one with you.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.